Yeah, look, I, you know, I've caught myself saying the Oakland Raiders a number of times already this year on the podcast. So, and it's, you know, but I'm getting used to saying Las Vegas Raiders. But, you know, one of the things that I was looking forward to going into this season was how Derek was going to play, because I think in so many ways for DC, this was an audition for him, right? I mean, first year in a new stadium, and you got to think he's playing for his job too. You know, with moving and just kind of, you know, being new and trying to rebuild, and he's done a fantastic job for that. You know, and kind of in a Derek Carr way, you know, making good decisions, being prepared week in, week out, taking care of the football. You know, he's not the type of guy that's going to go out there and force throws and put the ball in harm's way. He's playing really, really confident. You know, and it seems like he's got something to him this year, like he's got something to prove. And what obviously has helped him tremendously has been the run game with Josh Jacobs and Devontae Booker. You know, the better the run game, the better Derek Carr can play. So it's been really impressive to watch. It's been fun to watch, you know, the Raiders. But, look, they've got four left. You have to think in the AFC, you have to get to 10 wins to get a shot at getting in the playoffs.
Matt, you were there when Derek Carr first walked into the building all those years ago. What did you first notice about Derek Carr and how he carried himself, how he became the quarterback that he is today?
Well, he's, you know, the first thing you notice, the first thing that jumps out to you is that just how gifted of a thrower of the football he actually is. You know, the motion is just incredible, the way the ball jumps out of his hand. You know, being around him for 3 years, being his backup for 3 years, you know, he's brilliant when it comes to the game of football. You know, just wanted to learn everything about it, from the way wide receivers ran their routes. He's extremely ahead of a lot of other quarterbacks I've been able to play with when it comes to understanding blitzes and blitz protections and coverages, understanding the offensive game plan. I mean, one of the most prepared guys I've had the opportunity to be around. Loves competing in the gym, in the weight room, trying to get stronger. Loves competing in conditioning drill. So, I mean, the guy's a competitor. I love to compete as well. You know, so, again, we had a lot of fun playing together. Loved competing with one another. Loved working with Derek. Learned a lot from him. So, again, it's great to see that. You know, he's, I think, playing as, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this year, kind of leading his team. You know, and, again, he's over 3,000 yards, you know, once again. 22 touchdowns, only five interceptions. So, you know, he's doing some really, really good things this year. I hope that they get a chance to get to the playoffs, because I think this is a team led by him, you know, that can be dangerous.
Matt, that 2016 season, the last time that the Raiders made the playoffs, and, you know, obviously a tough break for you where, you know, Derek gets hurt and then you get hurt and, you know, Connor ends up starting that playoff game. What do you remember about the way things were going in that season and the way things finished up, because it really felt like that team had the potential to do something?
Yeah, that was a really good roster, a really good team we had. You know, I think that was a team that just kind of believed in one another. You know, everybody got along. Everybody respected one another. And I think everybody was really, you know, friends on that team. And, you know, that may sound weird to say, because, you know, again, it's the NFL, it's your job. You may not be friends with everybody, you know, but you respect one another. But there was just something about that 2016 team that, you know, guys were really close, guys were friends, you know, and it was easy for that team in a way, I guess. You know, it was just go out to practice. Everybody kind of understood what they had to do. Everybody just worked so well together. I mean, the coaching staff was tremendous, I thought, with, you know, Bill Musgrave as the offensive coordinator. You know, Todd Downing was the quarterback coach at the time. Mike Tice was the offensive line coach. So I thought we had something really, really good in 2016. Then, unfortunately, Derek was injured. You know, and then obviously things didn't end well for me in the 2016 season. Definitely one of the better teams I've been around. You know, and but again, you know, appreciated my time in Oakland for four seasons. Learned a lot. Always felt like, you know, I was, I guess, destined to be a Raider. Just even, you know, I grew up in Pennsylvania, but playing in Oakland, man, that it felt like home.